OK, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and midfield maestro Cara Fields. It was a lovely day and a lovely result against Everton there, 2-0, and I think on the balance we deserved that.
Yeah, fantastic way to kick off pre-season in the stadium. No, it was great that Everton could come down and obviously play us. No, great level, they're a great team, we've got some good players and we wanted a really tough test and we got it. So I'm just really happy that we've come through with a clean sheet and scored two good goals and yeah, we've managed to see the game out. Again, it was a different game than what we used to because obviously we didn't have the ball as much as we used to, and you know the discipline the team showed was brilliant. So I'm absolutely over the moon.
Yeah, you could see that they're a well disciplined side, that they kept formation and that you couldn't really pull them sort of like out of position like you can do with a lot of other teams. But some of the flicks and twists that you were doing in the first half, especially that I saw, Cara, were pretty good. That was opening them up a little bit.
Yeah, I think it was important when we play a game like this, a side that are quite well disciplined and obviously they play at a very high level, so we knew that we had to move the ball quick, and when we got our chances we had to take them and we had to not change our game. We had to show that we can go out there and attack. I think the worst thing to do is sit back and let them come at us, so we went at them and it paid off in the end.
Yeah, use our speed and fitness to good benefit there. I mean, I know it's the first game of the season, so obviously everyone's going to be slightly rusty, but I thought we looked quite good out there, quite smooth.
Yeah, we did. I thought we looked great. You know, that's not they're a good level. They're a really good level. They've got some internationals in there, under-19 Scotland internationals. They've got players in there who are aspiring to play in the Super League. So you know, we've just beaten them 2-0 on our own pitch. So take nothing away from my players. You know, we've done really, really well. That's the first pre-season game, and you know, at the end of the day, I know fitness is the number one. You know, to get the number one thing you want to get out of pre-season games, but we've won the game, and yeah, it's brilliant.
And a clean sheet as well, which is always a bonus. Yeah. And we can think about moving forward now through the rest of the pre-season matches. Some nice ones coming up. Cardiff away, one of them. That's obviously one of the ones that first most of the people would notice. But yeah, some good other interesting ones to test.
Yeah, it was important for us, and I'm sure Cara will tell you from a player's perspective, to get some different tests today. So that was a young side to play today. So next week we've got Stoke and Isle of Man. That'll be a completely different test, you know, physically, mentally. So we want to make sure we cover our bases, really, and obviously give the players as much exposure to different situations as we can. So I think with the pre-season plans we've got, we can do that. I don't know what you think.
No, yeah, definitely. I think it's some tough tests, but I think that's good. Like, maybe us winning 4-5-0 every week isn't good for us. It's not going to make us progress. So the pre-season that we've got is tough, and hopefully we can come through it with some decent results and prove and send a message out there to the league that we're there to win.
I mean, are they both 45-minute games, the little mini tournament next week? Or
the way it's going to work is we're going to do 40-minute games, so 2 20-minute halves. Everyone plays with the once, and then the two teams that are at the top who've won the most games will play a 30-minute straight final, just a straight 30 minutes, and that's it. So it should work really nice. So we get a chance to look at other teams, get a chance to rest, get a chance to change it round and try different people. So yeah, it'll be really useful for us to do.
Yeah, you do a lot of different sort of formations and really use the squad properly.
Yeah.
Right, well, that sounds good. Everyone needs to be here for that one then next week. What time's the first match? It's about 12, isn't it?
Yeah, about 12 o'clock. So yeah, get yourself here. The bar's going to be open, I think. So yeah, get yourself down. There's, like I say, plenty of games to have a look at and have a watch and hope for the weather's.
Well, the bar's open there, the magic words. Yeah. Come on, people, get down here and watch some more wonderful football.
That's it.
Thanks very much, Luke and Cara.
Thank you.
Cheers, Neil.